Precision Remodeling and Painting.
Oh, hi, Colton. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm living the dream. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Said months ago I wasn't satisfied with the service and canceled, and then you guys kept on taking payment, so I switched my card.
Okay. So I need to give you some options, because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 16th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's $149
I've called months ago and you kept on charging. So I guess if you guys have a problem with it, you guys are more than welcome to have your lawyer call me and I'll give them my lawyer's number. But other than that, I'm good.
You don't have to hire a lawyer or anything. It'll just affect your credit, because right now you're just past due for $149. On December 16th, it'll be past due for $298. That will continue to reoccur until this settles. And I think what happened, Colton, just so that you know, because I'm looking at the notes, you did call in June to cancel, and the agent that you spoke with offered you a full service credit to continue, and you accepted that. That's why the account never had canceled, because they gave you a full service credit as a retention effort. So
a full service credit, what's that mean?
That means a free month of service. So let me look in your billing and see if that works. Mm-hmm. Let me look.
Go get a napkin.
Yeah. So the
my credit's already fit, so I guess do what you got to do. I'm fine.
It's completely up to you. I'm not going to tell you what to do with your business. But I do want to ask you, only because I'm on your dashboard, have you ever been on your dashboard to see the results that you're getting by chance?
I know I haven't gotten one phone call.
So in the time that you...
Off the stuff I do on my Facebook, I get tens of thousands of views.
Right. So... we're not doing Facebook ads for you. We're just doing the Google and the Bing and the all the directories and whatnot.
Thousands.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even do that. I get tens of thousands.
All I'm saying is that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 421 times. You've had 3,226 image views to the pictures that we have up there, and 26 click-to-calls and clicks to your site from the first page. So I'm thinking that you might have gotten some solid activity out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance, or...?
They have not called me. I don't even know what number you guys have up there.
Okay. So we have a tracking number up there of, let me go back to that screen 1 second. 507-877-0195. And when people call that, it forwards over to your number. That's a tracking number.
I don't really get any phone calls.
Okay.
I get is spam calls.
So here's what I'm thinking. If you've had over 3,000...
And clearly I hear...
Right.
507 area code, so I answered this
of
number.
Of course.
But I don't answer random numbers from other states. I don't answer potential spam. I do sometimes answer them if they're around this area.
Right.
You know, but.
So here's what I'm thinking. If you've had over 3,000 views to the images on the Google business page, but people aren't calling you from it, or that's not converting into jobs, what I'm thinking is you have to work on getting a 5-star review on the Google listing, because it could be that there's companies up there next to you that have a 5-star review, and then if you don't, it could be affecting your conversion, meaning which company the end user actually calls. So I sent you a review generator email that will help you with that, and you can use this, Colton, whether you decide to continue with Local Splash or not. It's already hyperlinked together to your Google listing, and you can just copy and paste and send it to some of your past and present clients, and it'll say, thank you for using Precision Remodeling and Painting, and if you're happy with my service, please click here to leave a review. And then when they click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. Okay, and it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google. I'm confident that that will help you tremendously.
Well, what one are you talking about? My Google listing or your Google listing? Because I don't know who all has Google. I signed you guys into mine, correct?
Let me look at the notes here. Yes, yeah. So when we bring a client on board, if they already have a Google My Business profile, we don't create a new one because that would be a duplicate and it would hurt your rankings. So we just have you add us as a manager. So that Google Business profile is yours. It belongs to your business. All we do is manage it for you while we're working with you. But that's why I sent you that email, because you can use that moving forward, whether you work with Local Splash or not, you can still send out that email that will help you get some reviews here and there. And I think that will really help you with your conversion. Now,
Did you send that at Google?
Let me check.
Profile?
I sent it to precision_painting@icloud.com.
Today?
Yes, I just sent it while we were talking, and I got a confirmation that it went out at 6:58, so just a couple minutes ago. So if you refresh your inbox, you'll probably see it. Also, let me see here. That might also trigger a text message. Yeah, so a text message also went out to you. So if it's easier, you can forward the text with your review link, and people can fill it out that way.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to pay the past due and just cancel, one thing I can do to help you out, Colton, is put a $50 service credit on here. That way it would reduce the past due amount to just $99. If you want to take some time and look at the dashboard and make sure that you are getting results, what you could do also is I could push the next billing out once this settles an extra 2 weeks for free. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to go in and see the results that you're getting and decide if you wanted to continue. And with that extra 2 weeks, you'd be paid in full all the way until January 3rd. So that way, you know, you'd have a little bit of extra time to figure it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I can't put a $50 service credit on your account every month, but what I could do starting January 3rd is at least put you into corporate pricing of $129 monthly. So that would at least save you $20 each month if you wanted to continue. And I'm confident that once you get some reviews and you see the results that you're getting, you're probably going to want to stick it out just a little bit longer because, you know, it is coming to fruition for you.
Am I doing a website with you guys?
No, we're promoting your own website. So on the Google Business profile, we're promoting painterrochestermn.com. Is that one that you had prior to working with us?
Yeah, that's the one. I think that's the one that I'm working with, what's her name? Town Square Media.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So how can I get the duplicate one canceled? Because technically, allegedly, my one's not verified, or is this one verified?
The one that we're managing is verified, but let me just double check and see if I can find a duplicate, because we wouldn't have created a duplicate for you because there's notes in here that say that we that you added us as a manager. So we didn't create another one, but it could be that if you're working with, you know, like you say, Town Square Media or something like that, maybe another company did. But let me just see here.
No, 411 Local, I think.
Oh, you had 411 Local, too. Oh, my gosh. Wow. I'm sorry to hear that. Because what those companies don't tell you, Colton, is a lot of times people will think like, oh, if I work with three or four companies or two or three companies, I'll get triple results than if I work with just one. But actually what happens is it ends up hurting your rankings because you can only have, you know, one company managing that Google business profile at a time. So then the second company comes along and the third company comes along and people pay the money and they think they're getting better results, but they're actually just throwing that money down the toilet because there's only one company that's managing it. But the good news is I just indexed this for you into Google and I don't see a duplicate for you. I only see the one that we're managing for you, which is the one that I sent you that's linked in that review generator email. So if you click on that link in that email that says click here to leave a review, you'll see and anybody can write a review for you on there, even if, what?
That bad that it says my name, Colton McCullough, and then it has a picture of me? When you click on that review, it says leave a review. It says.
Oh, yes, yes. If you write a review, it will show that it's coming from you. So I would recommend that, you know, don't use an email where you would know that it's you. I mean, it can be a friend or a relative or a colleague, you know, anybody that can vouch that you're a trusted business in the community. It doesn't have to be someone that's actually hired you. But, yeah, try not to go on there and write a review for yourself. And the same goes with trying to port reviews over from other sources. You know, sometimes people tell me, oh, I have a 5-star rating on Angie Leads or I have 21 positive reviews on Yelp and I want to put them on my Google. Well, guess what happens? It shows that the person that's putting them is copying and pasting it and putting them on Google. So to an end user, it looks suspicious. So, yeah, you'd be much better off to just, you know, have, you know, different people. Anybody with a Gmail account can make a review for you on Google.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I already applied that $50 service credit. You don't have to pay the $99 today. I mean, if you don't even want to, you know, continue, you know, like I said, that's just between you and your business. But if you do want to continue, I'll try to help you out as much as I can, okay?
So how do I get it back to hold of you?
My
Precision Remodeling and Painting. I have the first one, Precision Remodeling. You manage this page, and then there's Precision Painting by Jeremy. And
oh, that one's yours too?
No, that one's not me.
Okay,
good. I have Precision Remodeling and Painting / Professionals.
And I see that one. Okay, give me a second here. Let me look at that one. I didn't see that one before. Now I see it. And this has a different website, Painter. Okay, so do you know by looking at the website if this is the one that 411 did or if this is the one that Townscore did? You don't know? Okay. It looks very generic because it just has stock photos on it, meaning it doesn't have your actual photos. So what I can do if you do decide to continue is I can submit this duplicate one over to our verification team, and they can contact Google and merge the listings together. That's what I would definitely recommend, rather than having a duplicate out there, because that will hurt you, is I would just have them merge these together.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure if I remember right, this first one, the one I manage is the one that's mine, which, yeah, it looks like a lot of the pictures look like whatever you said, pictures, but it looks a lot better if you ask me.
Yeah, at least yours has real photos. It doesn't have stock photos. You know what I mean? The other one looks too generic, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the one with your real photos on it, because it makes you look like a valid business, you know?
Oh,
and even with the little girl and whatnot, it builds trust for a potential client.
These aren't even my real photos. These are just...
Oh, they're not?
No.
Wow.
What they did.
Okay. Yeah. So I put in the notes that there was a duplicate listing found, just so that I remember next time we talk. And then I'll send you my direct line. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So that way, if you want to get a hold of me again directly, you just plug in that 777 and it'll ring to my desk.
All right. What number do I call?
877.
Is that in the text message?
Yep, the number will be in the text message. I thought you wanted to write it down, too.
635.
Yep, 635-6225.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you already just texted me, extension. All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right, you're welcome. I'll talk to you soon, and have a great rest of your evening, too.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.